Perry Como urged listeners back in the 50s to catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. But then again, Perry Como wasn't a lawyer. No, you need legal advice now as you watch the skies, and it all revolves around a big issue in the law, ownership. A meteorite falls and a stargazer watches it land in someone else's backyard. Who then owns the meteorite? The stargazer who saw it first, or the landowner? You'd have to look back over 100 years to learn the answer. A court first tackled the issue in 1892 in a case from Iowa. A stargazer watched a meteorite fall from the sky onto another's land. He got permission from the person leasing the land, promptly retrieved the meteorite, and sold it for $105. The landowner found out and sued the finder, arguing that the meteorite belonged to the land and therefore belonged to him. And that's exactly what the court found. The 66-pound smoky gray object that fell from the heavens and thudded into the earth with such force that it ended up 3 feet below the surface belonged to the one who owned the surface. The court found that the meteorite was in the earth, a part of it. And so a few years later, some people in Oregon probably rejoiced when they found a huge meteorite that rested on top of the soil, someone else's soil. The finders then removed it without permission. The landowner sued to get his meteorite back, and the finders tried to convince the court that it didn't belong to him. The court didn't agree, in spite of the on-the-earth, not-in-the-earth distinction, and once again found that the meteorite rightfully belonged to the landowner. It existed in a state of nature, the court wrote. It partook of the realty. Meteorite ownership didn't blaze back into a courtroom until many years later, and this time it became a constitutional issue. Someone found a 6,000-pound meteorite on federal land in California and promptly notified the Smithsonian. Smithsonian officials then arranged for its transport to Washington. But California wanted the meteorite for itself and sued. A constitutional equal protection and due process violation, California argued. The federal officials should have notified California museums about the meteorite. But the court refused to find any violation. And today you can probably see the meteorite at the Smithsonian. It did, after all, land on property belonging to Uncle Sam. And with those cases in mind, it's no surprise then that Park Forest argues that the meteorite, the one that fell first on the city street and then bounced into someone else's yard, belongs to the city. But it adds an interesting twist to the case law fact patterns, and maybe, just maybe, a court would decide the case in favor of the citizen, finding its final resting place, not the initial hit, the key deciding fact. Hitch your wagon to a star? Not without first making certain that you own it. I'm Amy Guida.